Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mistress Stevie Mack has entered the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is, there it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. Then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yank it all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off the leash. Everybody's been talking about the fact that Suge Knight then got shot again at a nightclub. And the headlines want to make sure that you know, not only was it a Chris Brown free party, but it was also in West Hollywood. So they want to kill two birds with one stone. They who? Opposite of the liberals. The opposite of the liberals. The conservatives. Any conservative on media is going to definitely spin it like that there. Yeah! Suge Knight was shot at a Chris Brown party in West Hollywood. So then you kill the black and the gay all at the same time. But that there did happen. He got shot six times, is what they said. Shot six times. With what, is what I asked. A BB gun? How the hell do you get shot six damn times and survive? Suge Knight, he like the monster in the movie to keep coming back, huh? I mean, he was in the car with Tupac when Tupac got shot in Las Vegas. Now he's in here. And someone has said in one of these papers, one of these articles, that, oh, they was trying to hit Chris Brown. Really? Really? Who the hell is that damn crooked? Who aim is... let's see. There's Chris Brown. Here's big-ass Suge Knight. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Move out the way, man. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I can't get around you. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Six times. I missed Chris Brown six times and hit Suge Knight. I think they was aiming at his big ass. I mean, he's so big, you can just shoot in his direction and hit him. So it ain't like you got to aim. Just point the gun anywhere in his direction, and you're going to hit him. It's like trying to kick him in the ass. All you got to do is kick at him. You're going to hit all ass. And ain't no doubt about that. So your boy Stevie Mack, we had an awesome show over at the John Lovitz Comedy Club on the 21st. Now, we also have a regular show over there coming up from now until December. And we're going to move into 2015 with a regular showcase over to John Lovitz Comedy Club. Stevie Mack found a new home. Huh? Yeah, John Lovitz Comedy Club. That's what's happening there. Also, I'll be at the Leimert Park Art Walk Comedy Show hosting that coming up this Sunday, the 31st. Yeah, that's at 7 p.m. You know, all the information on everywhere that I'm going to be is at StevieMack.com, StevieMack.com. That's where you can find out where I'm performing at a place near you, and if it ain't near you, request it. To be near you, baby. Look at that social media. People are posting just any and every damn thing on Facebook and all these damn pages, man. And sometimes, you know, I'll be looking at some of this stuff and it'll be like, wait a minute, here go a damn video that done started. That I didn't even want that video. You ever have a video just start up on your ass and you wasn't even trying to start up like that? You're like, wait a minute. I was just trying to see what was going on. I wasn't trying to play all the audio and everything like that, but that's what's going on. Yeah, hey, let me tell you something about social networks now. The big thing in social networks, social media, is pictures. That's why Instagram is so popular. People would readily look at a picture that you post as opposed to reading the words that you write. And here's another thing that's going on, speaking of reading and writing. 50 Cent been clowning the hell out of Floyd Mayweather about he can't read. And I don't think that's funny at all. I'm sorry. I just don't think it's funny. He's got a bone to pick with Floyd Mayweather, rightfully so. But to just keep poking fun at the man for not being able to read, something bad gonna be coming at. You know, it's like you karma is a bitch, ain't it? Mm-hmm. You can't just keep on doing that man like that, talking about he can't read and everything. Maybe 50 Cent gonna mess around and have some illiterate kids that just can't read. You know what I mean? Like some people can't read because they have what's called a disorder. Maybe they're dyslexic or something like that. Or some people have something even worse than that. Words just don't formulate. So there it is there. I'm just saying, I'm tired of seeing that. You know, he need to stop that there. And in the words of the late great, he ain't late great. He is here and near. In the words of Dr. Phil, what you need to do is stop that. 50 Cent should just stop that. Yeah, Dr. Phil get paid millions of dollars to say stop that. So anyway, that's the other thing about social media that I'm saying is that just as people will readily... Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking at waves now. Yeah, man, there's some hell of a waves hitting the West Coast because there's a storm out in the Pacific Ocean. And the storm is not going to hit land, hopefully. Let's keep our fingers, toes, and for those of you who are cockeyed, eyes crossed on that one. Yeah. So, yeah, there's some big-ass waves coming and people getting tossed up with it. But anyway, what I was going to tell you is that just as readily as people will look at pictures on social media, people will also look at video just as quick. So that's why the power of video is something else, man. The power of video is a mother, my brother. So that's why we have commercials all over Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, et cetera, so forth and so on. People... they say if a picture's worth 1,000 words, then there is a video must be worth. So let's just break it down for here. Here's the math. Here's the math. All right, I'm gonna do the math. Let me get the old calculator out for you. If a picture's worth 1,000 words, and video is 30 frames per second, okay, mm-hmm. That's 30,000 pictures. Per second. So, yeah. So, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, video's worth 30,000 words per second. I know it's there. I set that up like it's going to be some big old long, drawn out ass thing. But yeah, that happened, baby. There's it. Now, as I have you here, I'm scrolling on Facebook, and I'm looking at, there's all kind of fights and videos that I want to indulge in, and there's a lot of them that I don't. Here's one that I'm going to read to you right quick. This happened recently. This is a 9-year-old girl who loses control of a Uzi, automatic weapon, and accidentally kills the shooting instructor. So a lot of people are up in arms about that, going like, who the hell lets a 9-year-old shoot an Uzi? First and foremost, a lot of people do. Yeah, a lot of people are arming their kids and teaching them how to use all kind of weapons. So, but that just happened as well. Crazy, ain't it? Yeah. So she fired off one shot, bow, and then they shot another one, brap. When she shot the brap, the gun kicked back, and hit him in the head. Yeah, cold thing. And none of the sights are actually showing the thing hit him in the head, but they definitely showing the first shot that she shot. That's just crazy, man. I would say don't do that. Don't have your baby out there, shooting Uzis and stuff. Yeah, that's just me. The ice bucket challenge, is it getting old? We covered it here on our last show. I'm going to ask you, is it getting old? Let us know in the comments. Do you think the ice bucket challenge is getting old? Some people are sick and tired of it. Some people want to see more of it. I frankly think it's getting old. Let's move on. Yeah. Okay, so what would I like to see? I would like to see you just start donating money to worthy causes. How about that? Yeah. So, whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop, damn. All right, let's see what's going on in and around the world. Some of it's happening up your way. And remember, Top News Funnies is brought to you by StevieMac.com, baby. So, here we go. This is what's going on in and around the world of weird and wacky news. We got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the things we talk about. Here is a woman who's, check this out. Miss Crispy, this is her name now. Miss Crispy is on trial for allegedly setting fire to her ex's home with bacon. Now, I know you're wondering, how do you do that? How do you set someone's home on fire with bacon? And no pun intended, her name is Crispy. That's her name, yeah. Life imitating art, or art imitating life? Life is a trip, and it gets more trippier as we go along. Her name is Cameo Crispy. Yeah, this happened in Vernal, Utah. A Utah woman accused of using a pound of bacon to start a fire in her ex-boyfriend's house will stand trial on arson charges. Police say Cameo Adon Crispy, 32 years old, repeatedly called and texted her former flame from his home in March, where she left the bacon over a lit burner. The news reports that the man wasn't home and called police saying he wanted Crispy out of his house. Officers arrived and saw smoke flowing out the front door. Inside, they found hot coals on the floor around an open wood stove and the burned bacon. Charging documents say Crispy's blood alcohol level was 0.346, which is four times the legal limit. So she was drunk enough for four people, basically. She's due back in court in October, and she faces arson, burglary, and other charges. What are the other charges? Del Suito says, funny how a Miss Crispy used bacon to start a fire. You could say she liked her bacon crisp. Whop, whop, whop. Yeah, it's going to be the Crispy Bacon Trial. That's definitely what it's going to be. Yeah, man, that just happened. Okay, whoop, whoop to the whoop. Here's Vogue model accused of stealing chocolate bars. Okay, notorious serial arsonist is 11-year-old fires. Is 11 years old. A notorious serial arsonist at 11? Really? Already? Getting started early there, huh? Yeah. Okay, here's a Southwest Airlines who... Southwest Airlines loses... an 85-year-old passenger. How do you lose a passenger? You know, I've heard of losing luggage. You lost a pet. Yeah, grandma will be on the next flight. So hang around the airport. We'll have her on the next flight coming out of Chicago. She went to Chicago by way of Chattanooga. So, yeah, she's making several stops on the way. Grandma will be there. Southwest Airlines. Shame. Airlines misplace luggage all the time, but Southwest Airlines is coming under fire for losing a passenger. After visiting with her daughter, Alice Vaticano, 85 years old, was flying home to Denver from Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. A skycap working on behalf of Southwest Airlines promised to take Vaticano in her wheelchair directly to her gate, but actually abandoned her along the way. Now, what the hell could have gotten more interesting and exciting enough to distract this guy from wheeling this 85-year-old to the damn airplane? Yeah, he's on his cell phone probably pushing the wheelchair. Yeah, man, I'm on my way to the plane right now. Yeah, I got this old chick, man, 85. What? You say, what? Who's in my house? I told them not to. I'll be right there. Hey, Grandma, you sit right here. And just took off. Right. Anyway, it was a lady, anyway, who did this. This is what Grandma said.
She pushed me there and just left me. I was just sitting all day in a wheelchair.
Now, Vaticano, who has diabetes, was confined to her wheelchair without food or a chance to use the restroom before she was finally noticed by airline employees, according to her daughter. Now, let me just ask this question. I know people who are 85, and I'm not sure if they would just sit up there all damn day, okay, and not scream, hey, over here, pal. Yeah, somebody. I need to take a shit, and I'm hungry. I mean, who, you know, they would have kept up a fuss. You can't just have them. Anyway, so this is what her daughter said. Where was she? What happened to her? These are people's jobs. That's what her daughter said, yeah. Southwest Airlines blamed Vaticano's lobby layover to a processing error in the check-in process. It did not alert our employees at the gate to her special need wheelchair in boarding the aircraft. You know what? That I'm going to just pause right there and say, that is a weak-ass excuse for leaving an old-ass woman sitting in the lobby at the airport in a wheelchair. Yeah, we didn't know she had special needs like a wheelchair. But now you know. She's here. I'll punch you in the nose and be like, oh, hey, I didn't know your nose couldn't withstand a fierce blow from my knuckles. I'm sorry, I didn't get the memo. Oh, that hurt your nose? Yeah. Anyway, after Southwest realized the mistake, Vaticano was placed on a connecting flight through Chicago to Denver. The airline also claimed it gave her a heartfelt apology and $200 worth of airline vouchers. Oh, yeah, like this 85-year-old in a wheelchair with diabetes will be flying again. $200 worth of airline vouchers? How about $200 worth of steak? Or $200 worth of something she could use? You know what I'm saying? Just give her $200 cash in my hand. Damn the vouchers. You can shove them vouchers up your ass. Probably what she was thinking right there. Right, right, right. Now, Cheryl Ann Moreland commented on us, and she said, anyone who needs help to go to the bathroom, an 85-year-old, should not be traveling alone. The people working for the airline are not nurses, nor are they trained to take care of elderly people. The family should have had someone traveling with her. I would never let my elderly parent travel on any airline alone. And Donald Marie Bailey. No, that's Don and Marie Bailey. She's just going to pose as both of them. She said, actually, they are trained to care for all ages. Robert Carissa said, yeah, say that when you're 85. Hopefully you'll tell them to stick it. Dan Lamano said, Cheryl Ann, baby, let's wait till you turn 85 and see if you still have that kind of mentality. So no one likes what Cheryl Ann had to say. I think Cheryl Ann actually works for the airline. I mean, she sounds like one of their allies. She's on their side. Anywho, enough about that, because that just happened. Here's a big fight that broke out after the former Lingerie Football League game. That would have been a good fight to see. How the creator of Ren and Stimpy changed the face of cartoons. Okay, here we go. The man with the 100-pound scrotum inspired by another scrotum to get the mask removed. You know what? We've dealt with these stories here on Stevie Mac Radio. 100-pound scrotums, extra-large penises, two small penises. We're going to get that one a pass. Here's a neighbor hell-bent on shutting down the kids' illegal lemonade stand. And I ask, why? Why do you care about the kids selling lemonade? Is it Mike's Hard Lemonade? Is it laced? I mean, really. Damn shame. Here's a DUI suspect that lets his 8-year-old nephew steal a car. That sounds like me growing up. I was 8 years old in a stolen car. Yeah, so whoever he is, he's just like one of my old stepfathers. Here's a man who eats pasta off a Subway floor. That is nasty. I'm sorry. That's just filthiest thing I heard. Oh, my God. Mom finds a dead mouse in a box of Crunchy Nut cereal. Wow. A dead mouse. Did it happen at the factory or did it happen at your house? That's just, you know, and we recently had a story on here about a guy. I don't know if you was listening, but, you know, this marks our 1,139th episode. Yeah, 1,139. This show immediately becomes a podcast after the show. Go ahead and holler at a player. You could subscribe to us on iTunes for free. iTunes podcast, Stevie Mac Radio. And check out all the episodes that we have done thus far and all the ones we will do in the future. But we talked about a guy who had an energy drink, and in the bottom of the energy drink can was a mouse. Now, you know, these kind of stories really jar me because, you know, if you're drinking anything out of the can, all you can think of, geez, what's in there? Because you cannot see inside a can. It makes me want to pour everything I drink out of a can into a glass so that I could analyze it. But I love drinking out of a can because that aluminum just holds the cold a lot better. In fact, I put mine in the freezer and let it get even colder. So anyway, this woman here found a mouse in the bottom of a cereal bag. Here's a casino that loses $21,000 after the armored car drives off with the money on the roof. Where the hell was I when that happened? Yeah, I would have liked to have been there. $21,000. Man, just, you know, on the roof of the damn armored car. Who puts the 21 grand on the roof of an armored car? This happened in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I think somebody, this is some hanky-panky going on here. An armored car company will reimburse an Atlantic City casino after nearly $21,000 fell from the roof of one of its trucks. Now, police tell the press Atlantic City an internal investigation by Garner World found no wrongdoing. The company picked up the cash at the soon-to-be-closed Revel Casino. Revel Casino on August 6th, right? Surveillance video showed the bag holding the cash on the roof as the truck left Revel. The bag was still on the roof when the truck pulled away from nearby resorts casino hotel. So they went from casino to casino with a bag of money on the roof of the truck. And ain't nobody said nothing. No cars. Maybe someone was following that truck, huh? If you'd have saw that, I know I would have been like, oh, yeah. I'd have followed their ass until it fell off. Be like, oh, yeah. And that would just be the time when you're about to run out of gas, huh? Yeah, you'd have to carjack somebody to get their car to follow that truck, boy. You're like, oh, no, damn it. I'm not, Anyway, it says a search failed to recover the money. Revel will close its hotel on September 1st and its casino on September 2nd because of financial problems. As if that wasn't the icing on the cake. What are some of the comments on this one? Let's see. Diamond Robert Patterson said, really? Why would the cash be on the roof of the armored truck? John Newsberg said, couldn't have happened to a better person. James Klimek says, I always whine about where those hot 20-year-old teachers were when I was growing up. Well, here's another. Why wasn't I behind that truck? And why doesn't things like this happen to me? Somebody, look at Stig Malmquist says, next in the news, armored car driver found dead in the desert. Yeah, so anyway, more like at the bottom of the river because there's no deserts in Atlantic City. There it is there. Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop. Yeah. A lot of people saying that they wish they were behind that truck, commenting. You know what I think? I think that the driver of the truck or one of his accomplices inside, they knew damn well where the cameras were. Yeah, as long as I show it on top of the roof, leaving that casino and leaving this casino, between those two casinos, there was a blind spot where the money was taken off the top of that roof. Yeah. That is just crazy, isn't it? Yeah, we left it on top of the roof. Here's a man who faked his kidnapping so that he could party without his girlfriend. He faked his own kidnapping so he could party without his girlfriend. That's just, isn't that just going a little bit too far? What kind of coward needs to do? Why can't you just call your girl? Hey, listen, I'm going to a party. Yeah, and you ain't going. I'll be back. Damn, yeah. Now, this guy fakes his kidnapping the party without his girl. What a wimp. Okay. Here's cops called after airline passengers fight over a seat recline and forced the plane to land. Ain't that about nothing? Here's a babysitter sets fire to the home of disrespectful kids. That, you can't make this kind of stuff up right here, right? That's like something right out of a movie, man. Yeah. A Texas babysitter was arrested after setting fire to the house of children she said lacked respect. Yeah, Martha Dreher, 57-year-old, has pleaded not guilty to arson charges. The news reported the house fire occurred at an Austin home belonging to Glenn Williams. Now, Dreher had been babysitting Williams' four children, two preteen girls, that means they were like 11 or 12, right, and a five-year-old boy, actually it was five-year-old twin boys, so that's four kids, For several months, she had been doing this. Now, on the night of August 9th, the daughters were on vacation with their father, and Dreher was watching the two boys at their mother's house. The babysitter, this is what the babysitter told police. She went to Williams' residence at about 9 p.m. to get some popcorn. Police say the security cameras show that the fire started about 25 minutes after she got there and that the blaze was escalating as the babysitter drove away. She allegedly told cops she never saw a fire. Now Williams told the news that his teenage son noticed the fire when he returned home that night, that whoever said it had closed the doors of the girls' bedrooms as if to contain the fire to those rooms. Wow. It was definitely a vendetta against the two girls. The children's father told the news that before I left, she had taken the girls' clothes shopping, and she said that it was horrible, that my eldest had been very disrespectful to her, and she didn't think it was a good match, and she probably didn't want to do this anymore. I'll say she didn't want to do it anymore. Now, though she denied setting any fires, she allegedly described the girls to investigators as out of control, lacking respect for her, and having discipline issues. Anyway, so, she did that right there. Yeah, nothing says respect like arson, right? Yeah, she gonna get some respect now. Yeah, anyway, that'll teach them. So she set their room on fire and shut the doors so that the fire will stay in their room. That's a cool thing right there. Boink all their clothes up and everything. Here's a woman who beats a man who farted in her face. Is that news? Here's a pizza man delivers murder hoax to save his job. Murder hoax to save his job. Wow. People just coming up with all kind of stuff. Here's a rare blue lobster caught in Maine. What it tastes like is what we want to know. Life is pretty sweet for the women of Novia do Cordeiro. Now, they have constructed a society in the southeast part of Brazil that is communal, egalitarian, and almost all female. But some of the women in the town say it would be nice to have a few more dudes in the mix. She says,
oh, man, then they get going on the wind and the Brazil.
That's what I was thinking.
Out here in L.A., where these girls at?
Right.
You playing.
You had to go down to Figueroa if you that damn horny. You gotta go on over to Figueroa if you that damn horny.
You done
insulted
to me now. I got the
bull. You're playing. We love you, though. We love you. Hang in there, baby. This woman here says, I haven't kissed a man for a long time. She's only 23 years old. That's what she told me. We all dream of falling in love and getting married, but we like living here and don't want to leave the town to find a husband. We like to get to know men who would have, who would leave their own lives. Leave their own lives and come be a part of ours. But first they need to agree to do what we say and live according to our rules. I don't think I'd want to go with it. Could you imagine being in a town with nothing but women? They'll rip your dick off. That'll just be part of the story. That would just be part of the story. Let's get Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Allen here before we close out so we can get some comments on them. First, we got the Florida mom who hangs up on the call about the missing child so she can continue stripping. Now we got a town full of nothing but women. And last but not least, let's make sure we got our recording still going. We do. Last but not least, let me go back to the headlines here. Make sure I got everything in there. There was one other story that the meth lab in the church. So there's all those stories. And, of course, Joan Rivers being in the hospital. So Montel Jackson, our senior analyst, coming first to the show. Montel Jackson, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Listen, Stevie Mac, looking at that young lady who left her child so that she can go and continue stripping. I mean, you know, I gotta say this. A lot of people would say that she was in the wrong. But if you think about it, she left her at a barbecue, first and foremost, probably in the care of some of her friends. And the girl's grandmother probably was supposed to go there and pick her up. What didn't happen was that the grandmother didn't go pick her up. She probably went over to her friend's house to play some games, and everybody got scared. The grandmother's the one who called the cops. What do you know?
Montel, you sound like you defending her a little tough there. Have you ever been to that strip club? That strip club they're talking about?
No, I haven't been to that strip club. I'm just stating my opinions. This is Montel Jackson, and I'm out.
Thank you very much, Montel Jackson. Coming to the show right now is our political analyst, Big Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Stevie McIntyre, all the listeners out there. Congratulations, first of all, on your 1,140th episode. That's a feather in your cap, Stevie Mac. You've been doing it, man. And I'll be at the show, too, at John Lovitz. To see you, and of course in Leimert Park at your comedy show over there. But let me just say this politically, a lot of people were questioning whether or not the Florida mom who left her child, is that child in danger? But the fact remains that if she left the child in the custody of a responsible adult, that's what you do when you hire a babysitter, right? You leave the child in the custody of a responsible adult. Now, she's not a prostitute. She's just a stripper. She has a legal job. She works a job, the job that puts food in that child's mouth, and she had to go do her job. So basically, I would say this: the police are really coming down hard on her because they came at her like, hey, you got to stop your work because we're all confused about where your daughter is, when the fact remains she probably was just in the back room at her grandmother's house.
So there's another one. Big Mike and Montel Jackson, both of y'all defending the hell. Is it because the girl's pretty? Is that why y'all defend?
Nah, I'm not defending her because she's pretty, and she is pretty. But, you know, I just think that she needs some love. Now, let me just say about the women cooking meth at church. Most people have a bake sale to help raise money for their church. That's basically what they were doing.
Yeah, but they can't be baking meth at the church, Big Mike, to help raise money.
I bet the preacher of the church, he probably knew what was going on, and as long as they was making a donation, he kept his mouth shut. You notice it was another member of the church that busts. How somebody going to be a preacher of a church and not know what's going on? So he knew what was going on. You notice they didn't bring him up nowhere in the discussion. So basically, that's it, and that's all. This is Big Mike. I'm a student. I'm out.
Well, thank you very much. That was Big Mike and Montel Jackson. And now coming to the show is Reverend Al.
Well, you know, listen, let me just say this, man. That girl stripping left her child. Y'all done lost y'all damn mind. If anybody care a whole lot about their child, they would go tell the employer, look here, I got my kid is missing. I got to deal with this. I'm going to come back and dance for them dollars later. I got to go deal with my child. That's all I'm going to say about that. Big Mike and Montel Jackson, y'all done lost y'all mind. And like Stevie Mac say, y'all must be going over there to that strip club sipping on the syrup or something. Anyway, about the town with all females, like you said, Stevie Mac, you better not go over there. Yeah, you gonna if you do go, you better take you a pound of Viagra with you, because that's what you're gonna need over there. Them women is just as horny as all get out. They done put an ad out in the paper for it. You know they want it real bad. Last but not least, about the people cooking meth in the church, that's wrong as two left shoes. Ain't no way that you could justify that, cooking meth, even if it is in the name of the Lord. You can't be doing that in the house of church. You do that in the house of your repute. Okay, so, and if the preacher knew about it, you know, his hands is dirty too, and maybe his nostrils, if he's been snorting some of that meth. This is Reverend Al. That's it, and that's all. I'm out.
Thank you very much. Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al, right here on yours truly, Stevie Mac Radio. We always close this show out by telling you to visit StevieMac.com, StevieMac.com. Find out where I'm performing at a place near you, and if it ain't near you, request it a bit near you. We also close this show by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. And the truth is, here it is, fine time, by Chris Brown.